Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Hour one, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. General at your service at ease. 4.5 hours of sports coming up here for you. Broadus is at Cowboys mandatory minicamp, and he'll be back, have a full report in Krusty's Corner. I imagine he'll return within the hour if he's on a similar schedule to OTAs, but I love it. I love that Broadus can get up there and put an eye on these practices and come back and give a report, and he's going to do that for you at 3:40. Lucius Alexander's in the Pim Cup over here, master control at 75 and 635. Fix it to go 4.5 flawless, like it's nothing. The man has it stuck on automatic. Of course, your nosebleed brothers, Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, are in the house. Aiden Butler is coordinating your video. And you can watch us online along with you. We are the G-Back Nation here on 105 through the Fan. There he is, Kylian Mbappe in France, getting ready to take on Senegal. That'll be on in the background. And we'll be possibly reacting to it as another day of World Cup soccer gets underway. But, yeah, I think the top topic for the Cowboys might be that the Dak is missing a team periods with some knee discomfort. And George Pickens is there? Is that the top two, Wolchuk, from your vantage?
That's kind of what I took away from it. Now, Shoddy did make sure to immediately say not concerned about it. But anytime your starting quarterback has, like, knee discomfort for whatever reason, I think you're always kind of like, oh, that's not a good thing. But not going to get overly concerned. But, yeah, in GP, what Brian said yesterday, it doesn't sound like he's going to be doing or did any of the teamwork today. He's working individual stuff, and Coach said he's going to be Coach Pickens during team drills.
Yeah, yeah. I think with Dak, we know how hard he works in the offseason, and you're sitting in your mid-30s now, like tendonitis is a thing. You know, it was around this age where Tony Romo was just like, hey, I'm going to need a couple extra days off here and there, and I would expect that, you know. But I'm not concerned about it. I think just generally it's a reminder of his age and how urgent they should be in trying to get something big done in whatever is left of his career.
Yeah, I mean, I think any opportunity to remind them how they need to be as proactive as possible is a good thing. But you're also in the very precautionary portion of the off season, so I'm not worried about it one bit. I totally get why. Hey, if anything at all is bothering you, just chill, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, chill. Let's get some reps for Howell and Milton in case we got to go to those guys. Any added work that they could get with the ones would be helpful. I wonder with the compound leg fracture years ago, just changing the way that he moves. I wonder if this is now years later starting to show up in the form of wear and tear in other body parts.
Yeah.
But, you know, and if that knee is a thing throughout the season, maybe we'll start to hear about that. Like, you know, you move differently following a catastrophic injury. But even at that point, very manageable for the 2-3 years left on his contract. Okay, salute to Brendan Sorsby. We'll have more Cowboys content coming up. The C-Note, the Football Fix, Broadus and Krusty's Corner. We'll have a lot more to get to. But the other thing I did want to mention, Shoddy brought that up late. You know, if you were listening to the press conference, nobody asked him about the injury updates on
he was
the other guys.
Clarence about it.
Yeah. And you know, so I did wonder, and then he saved Dak for the end. Mm-hmm. I did wonder if he was trying to let us know something, you know? Like, why? I guess you feel like it is your responsibility or your usual thing to give the injuries. That did seem a little bit odd, didn't he?
Yeah, just stop it down.
Totally unsolicited. Not asked.
Yeah, that is weird because last week they asked him about injuries and he rattled off a couple of names that you already knew, like Deron Bland and some of the guys that have that, you know, Ezeraku. But he didn't mention Jalen Thompson. Hmm. And then they find out, they go to practice, like, oh, Jalen Thompson's working off to the side. He's not really practicing. Okay. That's when we find out he's got the pec issue. Mm-hmm. So he didn't volunteer that information.
Okay.
But then all of a sudden now he's volunteering it about Dak. That is different.
Maybe he wants to be more clear in his communication with the injuries. Or I don't know, maybe there's like a sports betting thing that as a coach, as a team, you have to be transparent with your injuries in all of your press situations.
The NFL has gotten on teams, you know, when it comes to either their injury reports or whatever it might be. But Bland and Ezeraku doing great. Malik Hooker with a back, Jalen Thompson with a pec, and James Houston with a back. The Jalen Thompson pec thing, I hope that's not a concern. That was like your prize free agent signing. I hope he's able to be a participant come training camp at least.
Yeah, it's not a torn pec, right? It's just it's some sort of a I need rest. I mean, these guys, they train so hard, and it's easy for things to pop up, and they get annoying, and they don't want to shut down. You know, especially if you're in your 20s, you're like, I don't need to rest. This thing is going to go away. But at some point, the repetitive stress of it builds up. Man, it's fun to watch France play, trying to get that bottom of Mbappe.
So well.
Okay, salute to Brendan Sorsby for recognizing he was about to become a historic figure for the wrong reasons and bailed. Thank you to Wolchuk for alerting us that this story was coming down the pike there from your gang of college football insiders.
Yeah, we're on the drive home. I'm like, hey, just so you know, Sorsby's about to bail from Tech. I'm like, well, why do you say that? And the person that texts me just goes, because it's happening. And then 15 minutes later, everyone comes out with the report. I'm like, well, damn, this changed very, very quickly. But I guess, to my knowledge, this really was Sorsby's decision. Texas Tech was going to stand by him. And I get it. I will say my initial reaction, I don't know if you guys agree or not, I kind of feel like he's running from this a little bit. And if I was somebody that's a decision maker, I know that he's super talented. Brian and I did a scouting report on him. You know, I think a second, third round pick would be justified with a supplemental draft. But like, you've got a guy that's claiming that he's got an addiction. He's had to go to rehab. He deals with anxiety, and I think a lot of athletes do. But when you're a quarterback and mentally you've got to be so strong. I mean, Dak has proved that. That's one of his superpowers. I don't know that Brendan Sorsby is the kind of guy I'm trying to bring into my organization.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Todd Monken talked about this before the injunction a couple of weeks ago. I think they got him at OTAs. It was at a golf course, actually, the new Browns coach.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, that's really tough. You know, obviously, Andrew Berry's going to weigh in on this. He's the GM. But he was just talking about how difficult it would be to, like, trust, because everything that goes into identifying your next guy and then putting all of your organizational resources behind him, like, could you trust that if you did acquire Sorsby that he's not going to be suspended or that he's not going to be dragged down by his anxiety or his gambling addiction to start doing things that are going to put your team in a compromised situation. It didn't seem like like it was high on Aaron Glenn's priority list when he was asked about it this morning before Jets minicamp, just saying, you know, that's something that me and the GM are going to talk about. But it didn't seem like, you know, he was a fan. And you never know. These teams could be slow rolling because of the supplemental draft, and they want to see if maybe a third or fourth rounder could get him. But after hearing what Adam Schefter said on McAfee, that he doesn't think it's a one, mm-hmm. but after that it's wide open, I thought, man, that's you're only dealing with a couple of teams that really need a quarterback. Doesn't seem like Todd Monken's a big fan. So you go to Arizona.
Arizona.
They just added Beck.
Yeah.
And then I think the Jets would be the one team that's super quarterback needy.
Absolutely.
But then you're going into this great quarterback class, and you're going to get to watch all these guys who didn't gamble on their mm-hmm. games perform for another, you know, 12 to 15 games or whatever it is. So I kind of want to see what my options are, and I think if we go in on Sorsby now, we're going to feel obligated to pursue that. So I say all that to say I think it might be a fourth or fifth.
I was going to throw out a three when we have this conversation. We'll do it now. I think then my prediction will be somebody will spend a three on him. But you could end up being right, because it's also you're bringing in a backup quarterback. And I think we saw it with Shador. For right or wrong, teams don't want to deal with a guy that's a backup quarterback that now the media is going to have extra attention to. Right? We already got to deal with enough as NFL teams. I'm not trying to have my backup quarterbacks having to have a press conference now to bring him in. Right? So like that also could be a determination for some teams. I don't want to deal with this for a guy that I don't know if he's going to play this year. Minnesota was a team that came to my mind. You got Kyler Murray on a one-year deal. Mm. They probably missed out on J.J. McCarthy. You've got a guy in Kevin O'Connell that's highly respected when it comes to developing quarterbacks. Maybe they end up hitting on Kyler, and that doesn't end up being an issue for them. But Minnesota is another team that I thought that would make some sense there. But if it were me, I think that I would punt on the Sorsby idea. I don't think I'd want him.
No, I don't think I would either. Not right now. I'll let somebody else like initiate him to the league and prove that he's worth it. Was there any talk in Lubbock or amongst your folks about the money, like what happens to the dough that he was going to get from the Red Raiders?
Yeah,
does he get all that
guaranteed.
Back? Really?
So and Tech is not going to
fight
try to go back and get it from him. Yeah, I think that, and this is probably a good move, you know, for Tech as well. It's like, hey, you dealt with a lot of heat with the Big 12 now yesterday, and we'll talk with Ari more about that at 4 o'clock. But now we can just kind of focus on getting our team ready.
Dang, he's going to get all of that money.
It's insane.
That's a no-brainer, kind of. It's like, I'm just going to dip out here. Especially his lawyers are probably advising him, like, this is different than fighting the NCAA.
Yeah.
This is conference and university business. And it's a different kind of proceeding to try to win. So, and I think it makes the most sense for him for a lot of reasons to just take that $6 million and walk away. I would feel like the biggest D-bag in the world for taking that money.
I think he looks like a D-bag.
Yeah.
It's like Texas Tech just spent a week of bad PR defending your ass. And now you're basically like deuces. And he's spinning it like, well, I'm doing what's best for the university. Right? Like, oh, I'm trying to take the heat off of Texas Tech. It's like, no, dude, you just caused an absolute bleep storm for them.
What would be best for the university would have been to go to them and say, I need you to throw me out of school. Let's make you look like you have a backbone. I'm going to take your $6 million. But instead, he made Tech look kind of desperate, like he left him at the altar after they had stood by him.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree. I didn't think it was a very good look, no matter how they want to try and spin it. I think Tech kind of is like, well, what the hell? We just went through all of this for a guy that we were hoping was going to be an upgrade for us, a quarterback, and now he's basically like, okay, it starts getting a little too hot for him. He can't handle the fire in the kitchen. Deuces. I'm just going to go to the supplemental draft. You guys have fun playing football this fall.
Yeah, so just crazy how much this thing has evolved in the last 8 days. It was a lot of fun to chat about it with you, and now we'll see out there in West Texas if they can get another quarterback learned up quickly enough. I mean, hell, if the Broncos almost like won the Super Bowl with Bo Nix, why couldn't Tech have a tremendous amount of success with whoever's calling the signals?
And they've
out there
got a nice three-headed monster at running back. They should be a really, really good running football team, and I think that should save them early in the season, because Will Hammond, I was talking with my brother-in-law Ben about this, and who covers Texas Tech as well. He said that Will Hammond's now supposed to be ready for week one. So, I mean, nice. A big thing for him is he's coming off an ACL, and he's a guy that runs around a lot.
Right.
But Will Hammond is very, very athletic. He looked fantastic when he had to step in for Baron Morton, who got hurt last year, and then he ended up getting hurt. But I do think Tech will have the benefit of being able to rely on their rushing attack early in the season until they kind of figure it out.
Man, Mackenzie Gore was actually pretty good after the first inning. And yeah. It sucks to give up another first-inning home run, but he only allowed 6 base runners and 7 innings of work, 4 runs, but we're back to the offense not doing enough.
Oh, right. My gosh, guys.
What?
This is just one where, Gavin, I'm waiting for you to tell me I was right, all right? This team is who we thought they were. I tried to bleep and tell you a month ago. You wanted to keep trying to sucker me back in. Oh, they're on a 5-game winning streak. Well, what the hell happened? They went 9-3, and now look at it. They've lost 3 of 4 again, and they look like poochies. I'm sick of it.
8-4 in their last 12, Wolchuk.
Unreal.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. You know,
I figured he's loving it.
They're a couple of good nights away from getting back to 500 here, but... Yeah, that's unfortunate. They can't hit the ball, and now I think Rangers fans out there feel like maybe Corey Seager doesn't even want to play with his concussion. I wouldn't disparage that man like that. I think he's a DFW all-time great and a legend. But, yeah, they need to get him back, and it was just very unfortunate timing there on that concussion. Okay. Cowboys are signing UFL offensive lineman Chris Glazer per a source
that's
there
big.
From Tom Pelissero this morning.
Look, they've hit on some UFL guys, I will say, and he did have a pretty sexy catch that I saw flying around on social media this year for the UFL. Like they slipped him out on a route.
Big man TD.
Converted. It wasn't a TD. It was like a rare, we're around midfield. We need to get a first down. And they slip him out. Nobody covers him. He makes the catch. Soft hands. Is able to get a little bit of yak.
Big man first down.
Looks
I'm
like
seeing it right now.
Yeah, looks like a good athlete.
Stop glazing him, bro.
Oh, come on. I gotta hold it down for my big dudes.
Man, he did not. He didn't give him the first down point.
He probably didn't know what the hell to do.
The CeeDee Lamb finger snip.
You got to make the most of that.
It's a swipe.
Yeah.
It's a swipe.
Excuse me. There's no inhale on that.
There's no inhale. It's a swipe.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Slamming him out.
There we go.
The Dallas Wings wiped Vegas. They've won 6 of 8. They are starting to make it look easy in some of these games. Agumbawale had 22. Shepard only almost had another triple double. I think AZ had 19 points. So they're at Golden State tomorrow and home to host Chicago on Saturday. They're going to be have home games each of the next 2 weekends if you want to check that out. France and Senegal, 14th minute. They are scoreless. Iraq and Norway at 5. Argentina, Algeria at 8. If you're looking for something fun to do, Atletico Dallas has a cool watch party going down there at the fairgrounds where they're building this team backer pub down there. Might be worth checking it out if you're looking for a place to go watch the game and you can't allocate the $6,000 or $7,000 it would take to take your family to a game. All righty, we're coming back with the champ and in the top 10. Where are we taking that top 10, Wolchuk?
All right, some of the greatest moments of the World Cup so far have been the fans here locally trying all the glorious foods. So what are the top 10 foods World Cup fans are most excited to try in the U.S.? Where would you recommend they go? 877-881-1053. We'll do that.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
That next.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Top 10 in just a sec. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with the champ.
Okay, our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day so far is a rapper that comes from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. His name is Lil Boosie Badass. He's throwing a real big pool party this Saturday, too. I'm seeing him going around promoting for it.
Ooh.
I got 1,000 girls, man, coming to my pool party, man. He's handing out tickets to the cutest girl. I think it's in Atlanta.
Okay.
I believe so. But he's our winner and champ going for 4 today at 5:30. Stick around for that. Got some good John Blaze for you, too. But he calls out Madden for having Caleb Williams on the cover. That's the Bears quarterback. And he has his nails painted because he's into that.
I come up under Tecmo, but I never thought in a million years that I would see a Madden cover with one of the best players with his fingernails painted. A game that sold to billions of little boys. What kind of message are they sending to these little boys? I never thought in a million years I would see this. Next is going to be lipstick on the covers, thongs. Man hiking a ball with a thong in his ass.
Thong in his ass.
Thong.
We probably already had lipstick on the cover of Stones, haven't we?
Me, yes.
Hocking the bone with a thong.
Every time, it's just like, wow.
Man, get this guy on a podcast with, like, Vern Maxwell. I just want to hear both of them talk.
He tried.
Did he?
Yeah, he tried. He's pretty good at being, like, a podcast guest.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, his own podcast, the lighting was bad, too much distractions. Yeah, I was on his phone. It's like, come on, man, get focused, bro.
All right, let's see if Wolchuk can get focused here. Deliver this top 10 at 220.
Oh, gosh.
Here's Zach with an H.
Locked in. Just had a little bit of espresso, so I should get that pumping through the veins here in just a minute. We are going to get to the top 10 places that World Cup, or the top 10 foods, I should say, that World Cup fans are most excited to try at the host cities across North America. But did you see that John Tortorella, who just took the Vegas Golden Knights to the Stanley Cup Final, will not be back? As the VGK announced that, he was a surprise hire after we fired Bruce Cassidy, who had a year remaining with just 8 games left in the regular season. John Tortorella comes in here and is like, all right, don't worry, we got this. I'm going to go ahead and have this team playing to their full potential, but then they lose in 6. They said, we thank Torts for the guidance he provided our team since joining the organization in March. When the decision was made to bring Torts to Vegas, we needed an immediate impact to help us at a pivotal point in the season. Torts' experience and leadership proved to be the boost that we were looking for, helping guide us to the Stanley Cup Final. We are grateful for Torts' passion, sincerity, and commitment to our organization, and we wish him the best.
There's an overuse of the nickname Torts.
They used Torts 4 different times. It's like, come on, guys. But I was a little bit stunned by this. I don't know who they're going to hire, but I guess John Tortorella is kind of a little rough around the edges.
Sure.
Might not be a guy that, you know, is good at one place for a long period of time. Maybe they had already had their fill of him. But I wonder what Vegas, who is still going to be one of the top contenders against your Dallas Stars to win the West.
I just
where they go.
I mean, I guess they've done it, right? They've built a great team. They've won a Stanley Cup.
They have.
Okay, so they have a GM and ownership group that's hard to satisfy and probably has high ego, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to be turning over coaches that, you know, leave them either back in the standings or, you know, don't want to work well with them. You know, but that sounds like a GM that's like, I'm going to call the shots, and your personality's a little bit too strong, and I don't care where you just took us. This is my roster.
Team.
You know, I built this.
Yeah, I think you're probably spot on there. Yeah. Absolutely. And I don't know. I mean, is there somebody better out there? I guess we'll find out where Vegas wants to go from here.
Like that idiot with the Bulls, you know, that felt like we can do it with other players. I mean, we're the guys that put this thing together.
Yes. He seemed like a total douche.
Yeah.
The Last Dance doc did not paint him very, very well. Last night, New Zealand footballer Tyler Bindon made history with his appearance in his World Cup group stage match for New Zealand against Iran, as his appearance made that he became the first mother's son to ever appear at a World Cup. So he played last night, and then his mom, Jenny, appeared in the Women's World Cup in 2007 and 2011. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. So mother-son duo, both getting to represent New Zealand in the World Cup, first time in World Cup history that has happened.
And his dad was the captain of the New Zealand volleyball team.
What a hell of an athletic squad. I mean, that family is just – and Nicky Lopez we're going to have on at 3:20 also. I mean, his wife is was an outstanding player at Creighton women's basketball.
Oh, is that right?
So, I mean, he's also got a pretty athletic family. And then Serena and Venus Williams are going to pair. They're going to play doubles together at Wimbledon. After Serena recently returned to competition after 4 years, her partner got hurt, had to bail out, but now they're going to play together. That's going to be an awesome moment. Like, regardless of the result, it's just going to be really cool to see them playing again together.
Senegal almost got the opener, almost near posted the French goalkeeper. Off the post, off the body, and out of bounds. Could have easily gone in.
Wow. I mean, this has been quite an interesting World Cup to begin. A lot of the favorites have either drawn or we've even seen some upsets already happen. Let's carry it in. Top 10 foods, the culinary tour that these World Cup fans must go in the distinct locations of the host cities.
Senegal's ranked 15th. They're better than any team in the USA group,
Holy
including
crap.
USA.
Okay. Yep. Senegal. Looking to knock off the number one team, France, here. The number 10 food that we've got, or place.
Okay, so these are 10 places that...
Well, they're foods, but also experiences that they can have. So, like, you're going to have, like, a Cuban sandwich listed here. And then it also will have the places that they can go to get said delight.
Okay.
Number 10 is the American roadside experience that is Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
Not a single dish are they going with, but the massive Texan travel stop is famous for its homemade beef jerky, the brisket sandwiches, and the sugary beaver nuggets. The enormous Buc-ee's locations scattered across the South are an absolute must-visit for travelers during the road trips between World Cup matches.
Yeah, this whole thing has been great for Buc-ee's, I would imagine. Seems like every one of these people that have come over have made that a priority to check out. I recommend the Texas Philly. If you're in town and you're trying to figure out what to get there, I don't know that I'd get my brisket from there. You know, like, make sure at least not your first brisket experience.
Yeah, maybe not your first brisket experience.
Now, I would say, hey, you know, the bathrooms there probably worth checking out as well.
And they do have a good, like, I like their brisket sandwich, but if it's like the only one you're going to try, there's better places that you can go.
Yeah. I heard a podcast in Chicago, actually, and they were talking about this thing and how everybody needs to try Buc-ee's. And they were talking about the Buc-ee's brisket sandwich like it was iconic.
Wow.
Like, this is restaurant-quality stuff. And
yeah.
I was thinking, man, it is great in a pinch.
It is.
Like, I'm hungry and I could use a brisket sando. Buc-ee's, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if I had to rank my top 20 brisket sandwiches... It ain't in there.
Yeah, it's not Sniffin' Pecan Lodge. You know,
no.
If you're able to go to or a Hurtado brisket sandwich, or, you know, name the barbecue joint that you'd be able to get here, Hutchins. You know, but solid. I got a lot of love and respect for the Buc-ee's brisket sando, but not the one and only. If that's going to be the only place that you go to, number 9 is the Cuban sandwich, a layered masterpiece of slow roasted pork, glazed ham, Swiss cheese, yellow mustard, and pickles pressed on a Cuban bread that is absolutely to die for, that is toasted. Now, Miami is the capital for this sandwich.
Yeah, for sure.
So you can try classic at the Versailles restaurant or Sandwich Day Miami. And they are also hosting games there at Hard Rock Stadium. So hopefully those places are nearby.
It's just Miami Stadium. Well, Chuck, get it right.
That's right. It is. My God, I keep forgetting that.
FIFA's going to give you a spanking.
Gosh, FIFA's not going to let me talk about this anymore. But number 9, the Cuban sandwich. Number 8, the must-try items for fans that are touring the U.S. of A. for this World Cup. The New England clam chowder.
Oh, okay. Even this time of year, huh? Is clam chowder in the summer something you want to get in the mix on?
I guess if it's in New England.
Summertime clam chowder when it's hot outside?
If it's in the harbor there, if you're catching a game in the Pacific Northwest or on the East Coast, visit Pike Place Chowder in Seattle or Boston Chowder Company in Boston. So, you know, hey, maybe it's a little chillier in the East Coast.
I don't know, man.
I wouldn't want to do that in 100-degree temps here.
I mean, those Scottish guys were taking their shirts off at Fenway.
They probably don't give a damn.
I think they were breaking a sweat out there.
They also drank all
62,
of the beers out, the pubs that are out of beer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're running the places out.
Running them empty.
7, fried chicken and waffles. A brilliant pairing of crispy southern fried chicken resting atop a fluffy syrup-drenched waffle. Atlanta is the perfect place for this. Check out local staples like Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffles at number 7.
Shout out to Gladys, man. I didn't know she had her own spot like that.
Gladys is doing it right. Number 6.
Especially after a long day of soccer boozing.
Yeah, that's
going to soak
it up nice.
If that could be your good night dinner or your next morning, you wake up and you're feeling like OG Anunoby was yesterday.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, let's go check out what Gladys has cooking.
Oh, Gladys is doing it right with those fried chicken and waffles. And number 6, you've got to get your American burger and fries, a quintessential American fast food experience. Look for the griddled patties, fresh iceberg lettuce, and a side of crispy salted fries, or Lucius would say, the onion rings.
Oh, yeah, onion.
Get the onions.
Onion.
So just a burger anywhere?
Whataburger,
locally,
or
sure.
In-N-Out on the West Coast.
Okay, I mean, I would even think, like, if you're here locally, you can get it at the barbecue spot.
Oh,
you could go two birds there.
You could do that.
You know, let me try my first brisket. Let me get my first badass 100%. Cheeseburger.
Yeah, I think you want to go big on this. I mean, the fast food burgers are great because they're convenient. And maybe there's a couple that you've seen on social over your lifetime and you're from wherever.
The patty melt.
Let's go try this out.
Yeah.
You know, you scratch that off the bucket list. But I wouldn't get out of America without trying a legit, like, gourmet burger.
Like
the
Rodeo
list we did a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Maple and Motor.
Yeah.
Those Dotties.
100%.
Yeah.
5, and gosh, Eric, I think we could, I might move this to number 1 after we had had this.
Okay. All
the
right.
Mission-style burrito in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Grab one in the San Francisco Bay Area at iconic places like La Taqueria in the Mission District. I still can't believe RJ's sister was just trying to act like we are idiots. Like, are you?
She clearly doesn't know ball. And
she doesn't know ball.
I feel bad for Choppy having a sister that doesn't know ball like that.
Gosh.
I don't know what she had him eating when he traveled up there to
That's
go
terrible.
Visit her. But that was an all-time burrito, and I would recommend the quesadilla as well.
Like, yeah.
Get the quesadilla, get the burrito, walk out fat and happy.
4 is your Chicago deep dish pizza, a pie baked in deep round pan with a thick, buttery, biscuit-like crust generously layered with mozzarella, meats, and chunky tomato.
Dude.
Visit Chicago landmarks like Lou Malnati's or Giordano's.
It's you got to get the New York pizza. If you're going to talk about pizza here, get the New York pizza.
Number 3.
100%.
Thank you. Number 3 is the New York-style pizza.
Listen, and we were in Arizona, and maybe they don't do it the same way, but we went to Lou Malnati's in Arizona.
It was good.
It
was not great. I
liked
it much more than you did.
Yes.
I did enjoy it.
I think,
but
both
I didn't
pizzas,
think it was great.
I got the regular pizza and the deep dish.
Yeah,
and they were both just under the vending machine pizza that we had in Vegas.
What?
Just not a good experience.
My
one of my favorite experiences all time at spring training. Was that spring training?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was watching how excited Heggy was about these Lou Malnati's pizzas.
Yeah.
And how Chief was just absolutely bleeping on him.
Yeah. He was crapping on him.
Unapologetically.
I don't think Tommy Arsh is ever going to talk to him again.
They sucked. And
so
I'm sorry
good.
About that. Like, don't hype something up that's going to suck.
Man.
And that's
gosh.
Exactly what Lou Malnati's did.
I liked the Lou Malnati's deep dish. I did think the thin crust was gross. It was not good.
Just not a good
situation.
The
deep dish was okay, but it did not knock my socks off like I thought it was going to.
If you're driving around listening right now, just, hey, man, swing through a Little Caesars.
And that same night,
it better for you.
Wolchuk was talking crap about the server as the server was like 5 feet away listening to everything.
No,
so
I
server
no
man
idea.
Delivers the receipt at the end of the night and says, hey, if you have any feedback, you can just jump on there with the server.
Yeah. And I did. I gave him the feedback.
He handled it very professionally.
Look, it's important to
maybe
me.
Maybe traumatized him.
I was in the service business. You know, I care about that stuff, but I also did not know in my peripherals. And Lucius knows this. He's pointed it out a lot. I'm not always aware of my surroundings that the guy was standing right there.
Spatial awareness, Wolchuk rating in Madden would be a 4.
Maybe even 0.
Out of 1,000.
If negatives were a thing, that'd be me. Your top 3. 3 is the New York style pizza.
Bang.
2 is the Philly cheesesteak, which you can get at Angelo's Pizzeria or John's Roast Park, they recommend when you're watching a game in Philly.
It's fantastic.
But number 1.
Geno's and Pat's.
The thing that they need to try the most when visiting the great United States of America for this World Cup is your Texas smoked brisket.
Boom.
And it is specifically mentioned. I am not just mentioning this. Dallas and Houston are the best hubs for this. Check out spots like Hurtado Barbecue in the Dallas area or Papa Charlie's Barbecue in Houston.
No, thank you, but I love that. I'm a little bit disappointed that the Tex-Mex didn't make an appearance.
I know. I do think.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Or like a steakhouse.
Sure.
Like we do steak, whether it's Texas or Iowa.
The Tex-Mex, I'm with you 100%, though. But specifically, probably if you're in Dallas. I don't know if that really would qualify across the rest of the country, but that's a good call.
Thank you, Wolchuk. We got to run. We got a little Hodge coming up, Chief. What do you say?
Yes. Yes, we do. The Knicks championship mandate plus the unluckiest athlete in sports next in the nation.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we'll get Woolchuck's football fix. Then Nicky Lopez, Rangers infield, are going to join us at 3:20. Here's Chief.
Yes, sir. Lots to get to right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Little shock jock stuff.
All right, what's the deal, man? Sorsby's going to be doing some local stuff here, Woolchuck?
Yes, the report is that July 10th, he is going to have his pro day at South Lake Carroll. So he's going to be working out here locally. Of course, he went to Lake Dallas. He's a DFW native. So he will be working out with a trainer that works with the Denver Broncos. And the pro day for Sorsby per Pete Thamel tentatively scheduled for July 10th in South Lake Carroll at Carroll High School.
Okay, there it is. It'll be interesting to see how many teams actually show up to that, how many teams are really trying to really make him a consideration for them. And I also wonder, is it the teams like the Cardinals that desperately need a quarterback, but no, they're probably going to be picking pretty high in next year's draft? Or is it a team like the Rams who's like, we got a veteran guy that we really like, and we want a developmental guy that can kind of ride the bench maybe for a couple of seasons before maybe we hand him the keys to the franchise, you know? And then, of course, what teams are willing to invest second, third? Could you get a team that's willing to do that? Or is it all going to just be a bunch of fourth, fifth round picks that teams are trying to throw the flyer out on? But,
man, I think there's a couple of teams that, now that you mentioned the Rams, I don't know if it would be them because they got Ty Simpson, but I think Seattle with Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Like, do we like where we are, but we're not sure about our future? How about Tampa with Baker Mayfield?
That was a team I was thinking for sure. Any one of those teams. So
Carolina, Bryce Young, we kind of need another guy. I don't know. Maybe they want to see how year three goes first.
So there's your Sorsby update, and then we have Mark Stein talking about the Mavs, which it is a little wild. I mean, it's kind of gone radio silent a little bit. Mavs head coach. You got the draft that's about to be here, and they still don't have a head coach. Masai Ujiri and company clearly taking their sweet time on who the guy wants or who they want to be the next head coach. But you had mentioned a few weeks ago you thought this was going to go through the draft, Dawson. And then once they figure out exactly, okay, what's the player we have or what type of movement did we do? Did we make a trade? What's the deal? Then pick the head coach. So
it's starting
to play out potentially that way.
How is this draft going to fall to us? Can we trade up and get our point guard of the future in a situation that Kyrie Irving would not want to be around because we're trying to play our rookie 30 minutes a game? And if that happens, you want a developmental coach. You want a vibes. We're going to build with fundamentals. We're going to teach you the game and sort of, you know, bring all this up. If you end up trading back or trading for a veteran and you're keeping Kyrie, you need a win now coach. And I'm not necessarily willing to gamble on a first time head coach. I want Tom Thibodeau or somebody else that's available who's proven he can maximize a roster today. So
yeah, I mean, and at this point, like the candidates that Mark Stein is throwing out there, it's some guys that we've already talked about. Mike Inouye, the assistant with the T-Wolves, who has worked closely with current Mavs assistant Jay Triano. He's worked with former Mavs assistant and Raptors head coach Dwayne Casey. So there are some ties there with the Mavs and with Ujiri on Mike Inouye. But then it's still the Royal Ivy name that I know Woolchuck likes so much. And then Terry Stotts. He seems to be the only like veteran kind of guy that maybe is to some extent been there, done that. So we continue to wait on what the Mavericks are actually going to do here when it comes to their head coach. Now, elsewhere, is this the unluckiest player in professional sports right now? I'd like to read you this from News 9 in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City Thunder guard Nikola Topic has undergone successful spine surgery and is expected for training camp in October after previously missing his rookie season with a torn ACL and most of his second season due to ball cancer treatment.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. So it's a torn ACL, it's ball cancer, and now he just had spine surgery. I guess the only silver lining is that he is expected to be ready for training camp in October.
Oh, goodness.
But nonetheless, ACL, ball cancer, spinal. I mean, that is the trifecta of disaster for a guy who is just basically seconds into his NBA career.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody else off the top of my head. I mean, you add cancer on top of that. That's kind of a tough deal to beat.
Yeah. Where the torn ACL is at the lowest part of your unlucky resume.
Yeah, the spinal surgeries and fusion and stuff like that can really put a career in jeopardy by itself.
Yeah. And you're so young. This isn't even like at the twilight of your career, you're trying to get one or two more seasons out of it. You're in year three, bro.
Yeah. So this combines just your everyday ACL with Asante Samuel coming off a spinal fusion and James Conner. You got to go to like three different players to find this
all in
combination of factors.
That is terrible.
The worst hitting bingo card of all time for a professional athlete. How about this from Ian Begley, who covers the New York Knicks? James Dolan, the Knicks owner, met with Knicks players before the playoffs and asked them for 10 weeks of no fornication.
Wow.
That is a real sports headline. He went in there Al Pacino style, okay? Any given Sunday, he gave an impassioned pre-playoff speech to his guys. 10 weeks to lock in. 10 weeks to make nothing but getting this championship your biggest priority, even if that means no sexy time with your wife.
Worked out. It's like prize fighters.
But let's take a player poll and figure out.
You mean not married. It's fornication.
Okay. All right, when I read fornication, I just think of just doing it in general.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just to the guys that haven't made it right. You know?
I think
that's an important clarification.
Taking a moral stance with the
when I hear fornication, unmarried. I think cheating.
Yeah, no, yeah. I hear you. Yeah. I love that as the big thing.
There's no cheating,
for 10
guys.
Weeks, can we just not cheat on our spouses?
Lock in, please.
I know this is a tough ask. You got 42 other weeks throughout the calendar year that you can do all the cheating you want, but for these 10 weeks, can we be stand-up husbands and boyfriends?
I think if I'm Mike Brown, when Dolan leaves the building, I'm like, okay, guys, we can do the sleep part, right? We can do the no binge drinking part.
There was a four.
Can we maybe just limit it to no game day intimacy?
Yeah, put like a 24-hour rule in there.
We don't need
somewhere.
10 weeks of it. That's insanity.
It's going to be pent-up aggression. Yeah. Like
that's commitment to the championship. I think that's amazing.
Lucius, what's the downside of this?
You're right. You said flagrant fouls. It is 100% crashing on your teammate for no reason.
Yeah.
Hugging him later. I'm sorry about that, dog. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you're Jordan Poole and somebody else is Draymond. Yeah. Okay? That's what's going to happen here. Getting everybody backed up like that.
There is an intensity. There is an intensity that comes along with that abstaining, though, I believe. You know, I can't imagine like how much more efficient your body is at repairing itself and getting locked in.
Right.
These boxers and MMA fighters will do that.
We need to get the post-championship player poll. How many abided by this 10-week rule?
Just Brunson.
That was brought down by ownership.
I think probably
maybe Kat
none.
Did up until the first two games.
Yeah, maybe.
Who's Kat's backup?
Yeah.
I don't even think he has to try.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think it's already made for him, brother. It's been chose.
Clearly, Wemby was not abstaining from anything that would make him more locked in or
De'Aaron Fox
have better endurance.
Definitely lacked.
Yeah, Fox was just painting the wall.
He was having too much. Yeah, way too much.
Yeah, get that man an IV.
Well, thank you, Chief. We got one down, 3.5 to go.
And Ball D-maxing says that's 3-2-5.
Brian Broaddus has entered the building. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are we doing?
Good. How was practice?
Practice was good.
Right on.
Got some defensive players that really kind of cared about what's going on out there today.
Nice. Okay, Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. We got a football fix coming up next, Wolchuk.
Yeah, let's get into this. We got the latest on Brendan Sorsby, and which offseason moves do NFL execs like the best? That's next year in the Nation.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates the 4th of July. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.